Okay, Mike, the draft is over. Give me your favorite pick and give me your sleeper.
My favorite pick, I'm going back to the first round, Dayton Jones. I said, really felt that the biggest need the Packers had is the defensive line, to shore up that defensive line. They went with a guy I think could be the prototypical 3-4 defensive end, 6'4", he's 285, he could possibly get bigger. Dayton Jones is the guy that the Packers needed. My sleeper pick, I'm staying on defense. Day three, the Packers took Nate Palmer, outside linebacker from Illinois State. I think this guy's going to have an opportunity. The Packers have Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, and Desmond Moses. You could never have enough pass rushers in this 3-4 scheme. Palmer racked up 17 sacks the last 2 years after he transferred to Illinois State from Illinois. I think he's going to have a chance.
Okay, my favorite pick is Jonathan Franklin, the UCLA running back. I love the way that the Ted Thompson targeted a guy he wanted and moved to where he fit, in this case, moving up to get him. Plus, I didn't know much about him until I got to the Senior Bowl. I fell in love with him at the Senior Bowl, and part of the reason for that is he reminds me of another UCLA running back I covered, Maurice Jones-Drew, who was a smallish guy. Now, Franklin's a bigger back than Maurice Jones-Drew, although he's got that same kind of compactness that Jones-Drew has. And Franklin is going to surprise you folks with his power. He's a drop-the-pads kind of back. I saw him nearly take the head off a defensive end on a chip block as he ran out for a pass. My sleeper is Charles Johnson, the receiver from Grand Valley State. I know absolutely nothing about him. And I loved Mel Kiper's scouting report on him and the film clips I saw. He's a big guy who can run. Grand Valley State is a darn good Division II program, and I think they might have struck gold with that guy.
So is this draft as a whole a difference maker for the Packers, Vic?
Yeah, I think it can be. Here's the problem. The Vikings drafted, in my opinion, very well. I think this can be a difference-making draft for the Vikings. And the rich get richer. The San Francisco 49ers, I think, just had, and they should have. They had a lot of picks. But I think they had an absolutely blockbuster draft, especially as it pertains to addressing needs on their defensive line, especially. And I absolutely love the Marcus Lattimore pick. Yeah, I think the Packers, this can be a difference-making draft for the Packers. The problem is they play in a conference that I thought drafted very, very well.
Yeah, I think the Packers competition definitely drafted well, but I think the Packers did what they needed to do. They addressed the running game. They took two backs that a lot of people were talking about as first and second round type guys. They've added some offensive tackles to get some competition there to see if they can develop some more guys for down the road. As I talked about before, they addressed the big need on the defensive line in the first round. We'll see if these wide receivers, you know, can make their way along too with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver, you know, stepping aside now. So I think the Packers, they brought in a bigger draft class than we expected, 11 guys when they came in with 8 picks, but they're doing their thing. They're drafting. They're going to develop these guys, and we'll see where it takes them.
This is our third draft together, Mike, and thank you folks for spending the weekend with us.